Houston, Thursday, August 23rd in Pigeon. It's a home game for the Lakers. The Tribune will be there. I'll be there taking stats. We're not broadcasting, but we're taking
Thumb
stats.
Tailgater will
Thumb
be there.
Tailgater. Eddie Fury will be there broadcasting for us. And so be sure to tune in for that. And it's going to be one of those big games right off the bat. It's going to be kind of like that Michigan-Notre Dame game, except two quality teams. So the Lakers, we'll have them three times on the air this year. Lakers at Cass City week 4, week 7 USA at Lakers, and then Lakers at Harbor Beach in week 9 in a classic rivalry.
Clark, how glad are we to have Lakers and Harbor Beach back in week 9? I mean, you can't even you can't understate how huge that is for these two teams to be playing each other again and to be doing it in week 9. This is how it's supposed to be. This is how the season's supposed to end, with two heavyweights, potentially both champions from their respective sides of the league. I'm jacked about that game. I know we're going to that game. I don't care who's playing on week 9.
That's one of those games where I know I'm not going to accomplish much at work, because I'll have someone in my door the whole time. So what do you think about that game? Or what do you think about the game? Or,
yeah.
It's always fun. I might just have to wear purple that week or something. I'm not sure what I'll do. So, all right, let's move on now to the Cass City Redhawks. Scott Cuthrell, now in his 8th year during the stint, 16 in total, for an overall record of 77-70. They're coming off of a 9-2 campaign in 2017. In the playoffs last year, they beat USA 28-0, but then lost to Lakers in the district championship, which were their only two losses of the year. 14-18 was the final of that one.
They should have never lost that game. Should have never lost that game. They should have beat Lakers. You guys were there. I was there. And they gave up a couple of big plays, a big penalty at the end of the first half, an on time down, Lakers scores. They should have never lost that game. Well, that's the fine. You know, if you look through the history of Cass City versus Lakers, touchdown game for what, the last decade or so, with maybe one game withstanding, and there was Cass City's chance.
Well, Mike Gallagher had a chance to go to Cass City practice, and here's what Scott Cuthrell had to tell him.
Expectations for Cass City football this year are number one is league title. Two is our district, and from there we want to move on after our district. So when you look at that and questions about our team strengths this year, quite a few holes to fill, but you know, we come out each day and we want to get better day to day. And I think there's more to it than just the wins and losses. I think we want to encourage these guys to become good young men, and being out here on a daily basis, that is one of our things. And our kids have worked hard. They've worked hard in the weight room. So when I look at our strength, it's overall is team unity and our kids working well together. Kids to watch this year, we've had a couple of kids that we've lost in the last year, some big holes to fill, but we have returning quarterback Santa Cuthrell, who was a good threat. We have Luke Stern in the backfield, who's done really well. We have Jared Nagley filling in there at the other back, who's a big, strong kid. Looking on the line, we have some major replacements there, but you know, we have some newbies that are coming in. Zach Beecher is a nice tight end for us. We also have you know, one of the Perry boys filling in there. And again, it's, you know, there's quite a few kids that are still fighting for positions. And, you know, after the first scrimmage, we'll kind of get an idea of what's going on. But we're happy with what we have. You know, the numbers would be, you know, where we're at Cass City, this is what we get. You know, this is thumb football. We're not thriving with 30 kids per team. So what we have is what we're going to coach, and we feel real comfortable with that.
2017, their only regular season loss was to Lakers, 14-20. Then lost in the playoffs, 14-18. Cass City came off a season where they rushed over for over 3,000 yards on the season. So this year, we'll see what happens.
Yeah, but how much did they pass for? Not much. Santa Cuthrell, I believe, Mike, did not throw for a touchdown last year,
that's
correct?
That's what we were discussing. I couldn't remember for 100%, but I don't think he did.
I mean, I know they're a wing T team, and they like to run for 3,000 yards, but it's okay to pass it every now and then and keep the defense honest. But when you are running for 3,000 yards, I guess
you don't need to.
What's the use to pass?
I don't know. I've been teasing Coach Kaufman that for years, and he didn't seem to mind. So
and you ran him out of town, apparently.
Apparently, right? But no, this team is going to be very good. The part that scares me the most most is how well will this offensive defensive line in the trenches, how will they stand up? They lost a lot of major pieces. I do think they have enough on the offense for firepower. I like their tailbacks a lot. Santa Cathrell, if he can stay healthy, is a playmaker, maybe one of the more unspoken better playmakers at quarterback that we have in the area, that we know is coming back. We've seen him play. He can make the throws, and I think that's going to be a vocal point of the offense. I think they will incorporate the passing more. I think they're going to have to, especially if this line can't hold up and run for another 3,000. So this team, I think they have the potential and the upside to beat even this Lakers team that everybody's talking about. I certainly think if there's a team on the schedule that can do it at home in Cass City, this is the team that could do it. I think there's definitely enough upside, but they have that looming curse hanging over their heads that they just can't finish those one-score games. And I know you're going to point it out, Paul, so go ahead and take over.
No, I've already said my piece about that, but replacing the backfield that included Brendan Hamilton, who rushed for 1,200 yards, 22 touchdowns, and Nick Perry in his sixth or seventh year of eligibility, who ran for 1,000 yards and 8 touchdowns. Not to mention what those guys did defensively, combining for 120 tackles. To me, those are the kind of losses that I know it's next man up, and in the wing T, running backs are kind of a dime a dozen. But those guys, to me, those were special running backs, especially Hamilton, making that transition from tight end to running back. So it'll be interesting to see how they replace that kind of production.
Well, and how many times did we mention how we felt that Nick Perry was underutilized and just it just didn't seem like they made enough plays for him? And I know they had so many tailbacks in that backfield that they liked. Just felt that with his experience, his durability, his unique speed and power combination, that they didn't utilize him enough. There's so many teams that could not stop that kid, and on defense he proved it on the other side as that linebacker that was all over the place. So they're really, really gonna miss him on both sides of the football, to be specific.
Yeah, and you're looking at the 3,000 yards that they ran for last year, and you talk about the passing game. Well, maybe this is the year that they kind of open up the passing game. I mean, you look at Sandon Cathrell, he's going into his junior year. He already has 18 starts. I mean, that's more than a lot of seniors around here. So that's going to be huge. And then Luke Stern, your number three back, rushes for over 600 yards last year. I think they're going to be fine in the backfield. Coach Cathrell was really high on Zach Beecher. So maybe he's the weapon for Sandon Cathrell, and maybe that's going to be the difference for Cass City this year.
And by the way, Sandon Cathrell's on my all-hair team. He's got a mullet kind of growing. I'm really, really a fan of him. And we talked
you're just
about
a, you're just a hair of any hair.
Yeah. And we talked about the USA, and shout out to Connor Gettle, man. We can nickname this kid Thor, man. He's got luscious blonde hair. I mean, it is great. He's got a great head of lettuce on him. So there's the two guys on my all hair team, and that might be something we have on the prep
zone
later. I was
going to say, this sounds like a new tab.
This could be on the prep zone all hair team coming up this year.
Well, I hope Mike's got better hair than you and I do, Paul, because we ain't ever making that team.
No, Mike does. He's got good hair.
That's why they keep me around here.
Not like Clark though.
Well, the first game for Cass City is against Montrose. That's tomorrow, Thursday, August 23rd, in Montrose, Michigan. And we'll have Cass City on the airwaves in week number 4 as they are hosting the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers in the most cozy booth of all the Greater Thumb Conference, Cass City, Michigan.
Again, Clark, we just talked about Lakers with their first game with Hudson. Great test out of the gate. I like this one for Cass City. Cass City's been doing this for the last couple of years now, getting out of the conference, scheduling a good opponent that they think that's going to make the playoffs and make them better, expose them to a different style of football. They're a forward-thinking team, and they want to face the best competition they can to get themselves ready for that Greater Thumb West title run and a potential another playoff run.
Well, we were talking in past couple of years how deep that wild, wild west, quote-unquote, was a few times. Well, it's Lakers and Cass City, in my opinion. I don't want to give away who I think is going to win the conference by any means, but I look at this schedule, and I have two games circled for them. I think outside of Montrose, they win every game outside of Lakers, which to me still is closer than what everybody thinks. And at Ubley will be a great week before the playoff test.
Very true, yeah.
I certainly think Cass City is a team, along with Lakers, that is going to make the playoffs out of the West. But that game against Ubley on the road at Ubley, I don't Doesn't matter to me who's coaching that team. It doesn't matter who's on that team, who they lost. That is a tough, tough place to
play.
And
you know what? That could be a potential playoff preview because they have met in the playoffs the last few years as well. So there's a good rivalry with them. I agree. Great way for both teams to end the season, not only Cass City, but Audley, and with what you think is going to be a playoff